الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ومن أهل الكتاب من إن تأمنه بقنطار يؤديه إليك ومنهم من إن تأمنه بدينار لا يؤديه إليك إلا ما دمت عليه قائما ذلك بأنهم قالوا ليس علينا في الأميين سبيل ويقولون على الله الكذب وهم يعلمون بلى من أوفى بعهده واتقى فإن الله يحب المتقين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lessons we spoke about the Yahud, the Khiyana, how disloyal they were and how they would cheat also when it came to religion and deen. They would conceal from the people the na'at, the description of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's lesson, we see the khiyana in the wealth of people. How they would cheat people, how they would deceive people. And all of this was a result of their racist behavior. And who were the victims of this racial discrimination? It was the Arab. So we see here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that of the people of the Kitab is that person. If you trust him or you entrust him with a qintar, with a quintal, or with a heap amount of wealth, yu'addihi ilayk, he will definitely give you back that amana. This refers to a person who was from Ahlul Kitab, namely from the Yahud. His name was Abdullah ibn Salam. Prior to accepting Islam, he was a Yahudi, and then he accepted Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to him here in this verse, that you see this person, now that he has accepted Islam, you can entrust whatever you want to give him. This person will definitely give you back that amana, even if it be a lot of wealth. But then there are a group from the Ahlul Kitab, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ إِنْ تَأْمَنْهُ بِدِينَارِ. From among the Ahlul Kitab is that person. If you have to entrust him with one dinar, just one gold coin, Allah says, لَا يُؤَدِّهِ إِلَيْكِ. He will never discharge it to you. He will never give it back to you. إِلَّا مَا دُمْتَ عَلَيْهِ قَائِمًا. Unless you keep on pressing him for it all the time, you keep on asking for it all the time, then you will probably get back your money. This refers to another Yahudi by the name of Fanuhas bin Azura. This Yahudi, this was his condition, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here doesn't explicitly mention any name, but the rule here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it general here, that generally Yahud are like this. Why do they do this? They feel, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ سَبِيلٌ. They have this one aqidah, this one belief, which is basically a faulty belief of theirs, that because they are from Ahlul Kitab, so they can usurp the wealth and the property of people who are not from Ahlul Kitab. So they would make the statement all this time, and they would actually say that this is something that Allah has made lawful for us to do, and it is mentioned in our book that we may do such a thing. So ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ سَبِيلٌ. The only reason why we don't need to give you back your wadi'ah. Wadi'ah refers to where a person entrusts somebody with something, he keeps something as an amanat by him, and now when he asks him for that amanat later, that person should give it back to him, because it's not his property, it belongs to the person who gave it to you. But these people, what they would do, they would say, لَيْسَ عَلَيْنَا فِي الْأُمِّيِّنَ سَبِيلٌ. We have, there's absolutely no obligation upon us whatsoever with regards to fulfilling the rights to the unlettered ones. In other words, they would call the Arab the Ummiyin. They are the unlettered ones, because they are people who don't have a kitab like ours. So وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَلِمِ. So you can see from here, it's all about pride, and it's all about looking down upon others, that makes a person like this, where he actually doesn't give back the property, the amanat, to his rightful owner. So how we can take a lesson from here. Sometimes we see big or businessmen that, you know, mashallah, Allah Pak has given them a lot of wealth, but sometimes to their creditors, maybe they are small, they don't have a lot of wealth, but they ask for their monies, and a person feels, I don't need to give him his money right now. Why is he asking for it? This is not from the sifat of true mu'minin. This is from the sifat of Yahud, people who behave like this. Allah says, وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. They impute lies against Allah. They say lies against Allah. They forge lies against Allah. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. In other words, they say that in the Kitab, in the Ahlul Kitab, say in their books, it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that because we belong to Ahlul Kitab, we don't need to give back the amanah to its rightful owner. Allah says, وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. They know what they're saying is lies. Then Allah says, بَلَى مَنْ أَوْفَى بِعَهْدِهِ وَاتَّقَى. Listen, that person who fulfills his covenant, in other words, his covenant that he made with Allah. What covenant did we all make with Allah? that most definitely with regards to the huquq, the rights of Allah's bondsman, we will fulfill them. Then Allah says, وَاتَّقَى, and he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that. In other words, if somebody has to give you some wadi'ah, some amana, whatever it be, you fear Allah and you give it back to the rightful owner. Allah says, if you're doing that, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ, then indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves all those people who have taqwa and all those people who fear him.